Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Teton County Coroner Brent Blue has called for a press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern today to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include the cause of death for 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The hunt for the person of interest in her homicide, Brian Laundry, remains on the run. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning any entity in the state from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Abbott said in a press release Monday, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should remain voluntary and never forced," end quote. Psychologists who evaluated 22-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a Colorado grocery store in March, have found him incompetent to stand trial. On Monday, prosecutors were seeking a second mental health opinion. The judge has not ruled on the prosecution's request and will be argued during an October 14th competency review hearing. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Another crisis faces the Biden administration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
There are lingering supply chain issues around the United States right now that are preventing items from being put on store shelves. This is why some experts are saying to start Christmas shopping early as products are backed up at ports waiting to be shipped out. CEO of the South Carolina Port Authority, Jim Newsom, appears on Fox News and explains one reason why this is happening.
There are not enough distribution centers. Capacity. Prologis says there's about 300 million square foot shortfall of distribution center. So if you don't have space in the distribution center, you have to keep your cargo in a container, and it creates a backup in the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The man put in charge by President Biden, Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, was focused on other issues Monday, tweeting about Indigenous Peoples Day, and offered no information regarding the supply chain crisis in America. USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Afghan interpreter Ahmad Khalili, who rescued then-Senator Biden in 2008, was left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's blundered withdrawal.
This is a dear forces from Afghanistan, but they left me and my family and like me, the other people left behind. That's very scary, man. Yes, we are under great risk.
Mr. Khalili has now escaped the Taliban rule thanks to former combat veteran Brian Genthy. He tells Fox News this was no easy task.
It was very, very difficult. I'm just a civilian right now, and I started off with a blank cell phone and one contact, and that one contact grew bigger and bigger and to where we are today. We went through several different stages. I had to pull the plug several different times to do what's best for him. So we started off in Kabul, and we moved around to a safe house, and then an opportunity for Mercy One to come around, and we were able to get him up to Mazar-e-Sharif, and he sat up there for a couple weeks waiting for a plane, and by the time he got up there, it was the Taliban had closed off all those loops saying, you know, no passport, no fly. So I had to pull that plug and then go with another route, human first, which then took them across the border into Pakistan, where the U.S. Embassy picked them up from there.
I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And my good friend, Pam Christensen. I always want to say son. It's Pam Christensen.
I know.
Forgive me. Okay. She's such my good friend that I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. Oh, gosh. Well, it's always good to start off on a lighthearted moment. Pam and I go back many, many years, and in broadcasting, and she herself, a show host and an author, and I'm so proud of her for all the books that she's written. I think it's been said, Pam, that there's a book in every one of us, so you must be covering some of the books that I'm supposed to be writing, because Prepare for the Harvest, God's Challenge to the Church Today. What number book is this now for you?
Well, that's 5 in the Faith to Live By series, but there's a couple other books that I've authored as well.
Yeah, so you're just prolific now. You're just spitting them out like biscuits. But this series is so exciting. I mean, this is really a series for the church, people of the church, that which Jesus Christ instituted, that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And you're calling out some very significant things. And the reception of this series has been exciting. I mean, you've gotten lots of acknowledgement and rewards for your books, right?
I have. I've been really pleased about that. The endorsements are well-known names, and then the awards have been multiple awards for this independently published book that has been competing against traditionally published books. So that's exciting.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you talk about independently published, I mean, you're doing this through, you know, your network, your connections, blood and sweat and tears, and your husband David working his tail off to make sure the money's there to publish the book.
That's
you
true.
You can kind of tell we know each other, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we roll here. This isn't your typical interview, because there's lots of years of relationship involved here. But I appreciate that when you self-publish, that is a special commitment, isn't it?
It is, and that's one reason I won't publish anybody else's books. I don't want any more liability than I already have.
And neither does David. He's going, no, honey, that's okay. You know, you're enough for me. Till death do us part. Exactly. Well, so Prepare for the Harvest. This is the 5th in a series. Mm-hmm. What is this book? Tell our audience what this book is about.
Well, let me give a little background. I never was really all that into eschatology, because I figured there's different points of view. People are able to so-called prove it with scripture. I just didn't want to go down that road. But as there was more and more conversation prophetically about the end-time billion-soul harvest, I thought, you know, we've got to have some awareness of this. We need to know something. So the first book on this topic was Prepare for the Harvest, Confidence in God's Promises. so that people can see what's in Scripture and not be panicked or worried or fearful about the end times, because that's not how it's supposed to be. And then as I was writing that book, I thought, my gosh, if there really is, and I believe it with all my heart, a billion soul harvest, a great harvest towards the end times, are the churches equipped to receive right. people from all walks of life? Some of them are going to be stinky. You know, they're going to be coming right off the street. Are we equipped to really embrace these people and help them plug into their newfound faith? And that's where my heart really sank. I did more research, and I found, in my opinion, no, the church is woefully ill-prepared. Mm-hmm. And also the way that we've seen the churches respond to the COVID mandates gives more credence to my concern.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look what happened in 9/11. We had a resurgence. People were coming into church, and all of a sudden, they come looking for answers, and the church was irrelevant. It wanted to stay on task with its pre-planned program instead of really understanding what God was doing. I mean, if they studied Isaiah 9 and 10, for example, they might have got some insight and not found themselves cooperating with the demonic and being defiant, just like the children of Israel back then, as noted in Isaiah 9 and 10.
Exactly. And as I was doing my research for this particular book, I realized that I'm just an independent individual who is basically taking the church to task. But somebody has to say these things. Somebody has to jar the church to realize we have been playing church. We have not been the ecclesia Christ intended. One of the things that really has upset me through the years of my being a Christian is the amount of competition from church to church or Bible study to Bible study. That should not even exist.
Exactly.
We can't have too many Bible studies. We can't have too many genuine Bible teaching churches. So one of the things I was impressed with is that there is an organization out in Florida. They call themselves Church United, and I think they're an excellent model for our church today. What they've done in short, and of course it's better articulated in the book itself, but in short what they've done is various churches have gotten together. They said that they put down their egos and their logos, and they identified what talents or what areas of ministry each church was best at. Some might be for the schools, some might be for addiction recovery, and so on. And they band together with the decision that they wanted to be what the church is supposed to be in their community. And it's been a trial run, if I'm not mistaken, for a five-year period, and they're going to reevaluate it at the end of the 5 years. They have done phenomenal. Crime has gone down, divorce has gone down, all kinds of positive things have come out of the effort of these churches being united as the ecclesia, which is how we should be operating.
And what a great concept, because you're exactly right. Just like with people, institutions, organizations have strengths and weaknesses. And when they're identified and you come together, it's kind of like I've often said, Pam, that, you know, Jesus didn't die on the cross to set up denominations. That wasn't his plan. But here, in the context of being able to, whether it's people, places, things, institutions, come together in a united spirit, because at the end of the day, we should have the same goal in mind. It's about, you know, bringing souls, you know, before a holy Father, that they would be healed and redeemed. And realize their full God-given potential, right? And if we're all to that end, and I believe that's the ultimate objective, is what it's all about, when Jesus said, hey, now therefore go out into all nations and spread the good news. Well, what is the good news but for us to all have wholeness, right?
Right. One of the things that I've also learned in my process of preparing to write these books is there's a lot of poor theology out there. In fact, I happened to share with my daughter, who's grown, that I was writing a book on eschatology and gave her a little bit of information about what I wanted to share. And she heard me say exitology. And I thought, oh, that is so profound. That is how most people live their lives. Most Christians live their lives just waiting to be raptured. That is so wrong. That is so wrong. And so I'm trying to, especially with COVID, coming out, you know, since the book was published, COVID, we've experienced that. People are starting to wake up. People are starting to realize, wait, we've got a role to play in these end times. We're not supposed to roll over and play dead. And, you know, the Left Behind series, I think, was one of the things that has introduced this pre-trib rapture. The pre-trib rapture doctrine is actually one of the very newest of the end time positions. So we've got to do our own homework, because if what we expect God to do, and God doesn't do it, how people normally respond, and then they're upset with God.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Pam Christian after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Looking for revival. 19 minutes
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Pam Christian is with us, and we're talking about her self-published book. It's the fifth book in her multi-award-winning series. It is titled Prepare for the Harvest, God's Challenge to the Church Today. Like in the book of Revelations, Pam, that Jesus would come. And it's right there. I mean, he probably doesn't even have to come. The church itself just could read the book of Revelation and say, which one of the six churches do you align with? And which one of those six warnings or all six that you should embrace and get your act together? Because soon and very soon, even when you have, Dr. Billy Graham, who never talked about eschatology that I'm aware of in my experience with him, it was always about, the cross and coming to Christ. It was about evangelism. But I think in the final year of his life, he did mention, because they asked him, they said, well, where do you think we are? Are we in the end of times? And he said, in fact, these are the last of the last days. And I thought that was pretty profound for Billy Graham to make that statement.
Yeah, and of course it was true for him. We don't know. Like you said, even Jesus doesn't know. But we ought to be living as though it could happen any time. One of the things that was a real catalyst for me with my internet television show, I interviewed a man by the name of Walt Heyer. He was born male and went through a full process of trying to become female and to live his life out accordingly. There was always a tug on his heart for Christ. He went to a church at one point late in this whole process. His story is so compelling. You can find him online. I think his website is sexchangeregrets.com. But he went to a church to get help. And sometimes he'd show up as his alter ego, Laura, and other times he'd show up as Walt. And the pastor and it's his board had to decide, are we able to help this person? They are clearly sincere. They are clearly seeking help.
Right,
are we
exactly.
prepared? And they had to do an internal audit, a personal audit, every single one of them, and decide, are they going to be Jesus or are they going to be this, sanitized version of the church? Well, right. Pastor Farrar and his board, to their credit, completely helped Walt. He ended up ultimately marrying one of the women who was one of his counselors from the church.
Wow.
And together, together they have a wonderful ministry to help people that are caught up in the same deception.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I had to think, would most churches be able to do that, or would they turn people away at the door?
Well, I think history has proven time and again, more people have gone turned away than embraced. And this is the love of God that Jesus calls us to. But this is why your book, your first book, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in the World of Lies, was so important in laying the foundation here. Because you have to be able to examine, what is your motivation? Is it based on the truth of God? Did God really say, and that's really what you believe? Or have you fashioned your truth according to the culture?
Thank you for mentioning that book. That's one I'm really, it's probably my favorite because it has helped non-Christians understand the Christian faith and they've come to the faith, and it has helped Christians understand the reasons for our faith, and they are more bold and more courageous to share their faith. So thank you for mentioning that one.
Well, for me, Pam, when you and I worked in L.A. together and I started doing a talk show, that was the thrust. The thrust of the show was about pursuing the truth no matter where it led. And it was inspired, I got to tell you, it was inspired by Dale Tackett at the time. Dale Tackett and Focus on the Family and the Truth Project. And I became evangelist for that, for that project. I thought that was so foundational, so important for the church at large, for Jesus's church and those who are called by the name of God to understand some foundational issues that the church doesn't teach because they got programs, and
right.
these programs somehow trump these foundational issues. And this is why your book was so well received, is that people are starving for the truth. I mean, here we are all these years later, Pam, and that's the big complaint. People don't trust the media today. They want to know, hey, is this person being honest? Are they being forthright? Or is there a hidden agenda? And you find out, time and again, especially in the era of COVID, all these tentacles, it's not about healing people. It's not finding a solution to deal with this virus. It's about people making more money. And that disgusts me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what has also disgusted me is the number of pastors that haven't stood up against these illegal mandates that have been brought down by our governments. And, you know, the curious thing, Bill, that we really need to get our mind around is this is not unique to America. What we've been experiencing with COVID is global. It's a sinister plot of the enemy of God to try to get a one world order. You know this. I'm preaching to the choir telling you this. But the point is that we as Christians need to understand the spirit behind everything that's happening, and we need to take our authority in Christ and do what God has asked us to do. Jesus is not returning for a bride with spot and wrinkle. He's returning for a bride that has made herself ready. And we are far from ready in the moment.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, I want people not to freak out. We are heading to a one-world government. There's no doubt about it. But you always have to understand, in man's nature of things, you always have the illegitimate before you have the legitimate. The legitimate is Jesus himself, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, reigning over a true one-world government. That's the ultimate. But before we get there, we're going to go through man's version of a one-world government, right?
Yeah, we're going through a time of counterfeit, frankly.
Yes.
I've referred to this as a foreshadow of the tribulation, which is allowing God's actually testing us to see how we're responding to this. Did we take, quote unquote, the mark of the beast with the vaccine? Did we cower to what the government said instead of taking authority in Christ and so on? I think this is a wake-up call for God's people to really decide and be frank about who they put their trust in. And repent before God, consistent with 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I had mentioned that to our friend, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, that I've noticed, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so appropriate even to this day that yet some pastors and others say, oh, it's kind of like John 3:16. It's out of date. No, it's not out of date. It's prescriptive. It's very appropriate today, lest we forget. The devil would want us to think that it's out of date, but it's a powerful prescription. If my people, and Phil and I were just talking about that this morning, if my people who are called by my name, so you say it's not the people at large, it's only that select group of people who are called by the name of God. That's who God is looking for right now, in which your book, Prepare for the Harvest, God's Challenge to the Church Today. It's the church and the people that make up the church. It's the people who are called by his name. This is a note, an admonition from a watchman on the wall as you are laying this out to everybody, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've said in so many words, if the devil can deceive the church, he can get away with everything.
Yes. Well, and we're told that in these final days that there would be those, even the elect would be deceived, right? So that's why we have to keep up our game. We have to stay fortified. I don't know, Pam. I'll tell you, I don't know how people live without being in the Word of God on a daily basis, especially people in ministry. I don't know how you do it.
I'm with you.
You know, that's another warning, ladies and gentlemen, is that, and my prayer is that you would take heed to that. I mean, Jesus himself said, it's not by the food of man, but by the word of God that he lives on. And I got to imagine, if Jesus said that, that's pretty significant. That's red lettered up, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, we got a minute left, so leave it to us. You and I, we're all over the place, because this is where the church is today right now. It's running pell-mell. For over 25 years, Pam Christian has compassionately helped people discover and live in life-giving truth, teaching keynote, radio, TV, talk show, podcaster, multi-award-winning author and blogger and apologetics enthusiast, and ordained international itinerant minister as a charismatic apologist. She's uniquely helped people balance rational thought with spiritual realities. Where can they go for more information, Pam?
My website is my name, Pamela Christian Ministries, plural, PamelaChristianMinistries.com.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
No, oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Teton County Coroner Brent Blue has called for a press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern today to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include the cause of death for 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The hunt for the person of interest in her homicide, Brian Laundry, remains on the run. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning any entity in the state from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Abbott said in a press release Monday, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should remain voluntary and never forced," end quote. Psychologists who evaluated 22-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a Colorado grocery store in March, have found him incompetent to stand trial. On Monday, prosecutors were seeking a second mental health opinion. The judge has not ruled on the prosecution's request and will be argued during an October 14th competency review hearing. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We're back with you. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, I'm glad you could spend some time with us to enlarge your intellect and to do all those good things that are healthy for you, right? And that is most important, and this is what this show is all about. We're givers, okay? We want to, give back to you, for being a faithful listener to the show by making sure what it is that we provide for you is of the utmost and excellent. And such is the case with the guests that you've heard today and that you will hear as we continue to move on. And if you would ever want to download or hear, rehear what happened. Maybe you caught just a portion of an interview because, we don't believe in 8-second sound bites here. We give our guests, the platform in which to tell their stories to the fullest as much as possible so that you get a better idea of what's happening in your culture, what's happening, whether it has to do with COVID, issues of COVID and the vaccinations, has to do with issues of faith. The Constitution, historians who come on the show to talk about the history of our country. With us right now, joining us is Kelvin Cochran. His brand new book, Facing the Fire, The Faith That Brought America's Fire Chief Through the Flames of Persecution. Kelvin is a senior fellow and vice president of the Alliance Defending Freedom. In his 34-year career in firefighting, he became the first black fire chief in his native Shreveport, Louisiana. In 2012, he was named Fire Chief of the Year by the International Association of Fire Chiefs, and a lot has changed since then. Kelvin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, Kelvin, give us the background for Facing the Fire, the faith that brought America's fire chief through the flames of persecution. What happened to you?
Well, Facing the Fire is just a God-sized story and testimony of how in 2015 I was terminated from employment from the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department after 34 years of faithful service in the fire and emergency services industry. And Bill, the termination came as a result of a book that I written in my own time and published with my own funds for a Christian Men's Bible study. The title of the book was Who Told You That You Were Naked? It's the question that God asked Adam in the Garden of Eden. And so in the book, I spoke about is really for men. The target audience, Bill, was for Christian men. And I spoke about how as believers, once we have been once we've been saved and accepted in Christ, we are no longer naked, that we are clothed in Christ, and we don't have to deal with condemnation. Well, four pages in the book, Bill, talked about biblical marriage and sexuality. And it was those pages that spoke about simple traditional truths that God made them male and female, that God made sex for procreation, and that to do it God's way has to be done in holy matrimony. Bill, those simple truths are the cause of my unjust termination from the city of Atlanta.
So here you get fired for standing on the word of God. God bless you. Because I would think that if any of us would get fired, it would be because we were standing with God, not against God. And in today's very dynamic and adjustable culture, people choose to make choices of convenience. But there's rare people like yourself, Dr. Cochran, who are willing to stand and to keep standing. And you are a credit to the faith. And I'm sorry that you and your family had to go through this. But I'm sure there's a redemptive follow-up to all this because God is faithful.
Yes, sir. He sure is. And, you know, in the book, Facing the Fire, I go through a lot of detail. I'm very transparent about the relationship with God that actually helped me to get through the fire. And, you know, Bill, how when people have a near-death experience, you know, how some people will say their life flashed before their eyes.
Right.
Well, when I was terminated, I had a similar experience. My life flashed before my eyes. The testimony of the faithfulness of God, Bill, really flashed before my eyes. And God had told me in that moment that He had been preparing me for that fiery trial, Bill, my entire life. And so in the book, I talked about, you know, when you're growing up in America in poverty without a dad, like I started out, and you're on welfare and food stamps, but you have a faithful mom who actually nurtures the faith and dreams of her kids. You know, God brought us through the fires of poverty. And being one of the first African Americans on the Shreveport Fire Department, it was very difficult, Bill, because we were not wanted. And God showed me how He brought me through the fires of discrimination. The bottom line is, Bill, every age and every stage of life, I had fires. And God was with me through those fires. And just like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, He was with me in the fire. And when I came out of the fire, like those guys, my clothes weren't burned, and I didn't even smell like smoke.
That's so cool. I love that metaphor. Kelvin, the thing about this, and I hope people can understand and put themselves in your shoes for a moment. Here you are, like you say, you come from a fatherless home. You work your butt off. You get educated. You rise through the ranks. Over 30 years of experience with the fire department. you are, I mean, you're identified as America's fire chief. That is your renown. And I got to imagine, you know, it's easy. And in fact, we were talking with Jeff Kemp earlier this morning about identity. And your identity can oftentimes get wrapped up in the things that you do in this world, not, right. you know, necessarily for this world or for God. And that's quite a shaking that occurs when you realize that your identity is no longer in the job that you do, but that God says, hey, look, it, I've got a higher calling for you, Kelvin, and it is time now for you to serve that higher calling. That doesn't necessarily make it easy, because it's a real kick in the gut. For over 35 years, you're identified as a fireman, as a fire chief, something that you worked hard to earn. And God says, no, look, it, it's time to step away from that. In fact, I'm going to pull you out of that. I'm going to take you through a refiner's fire and give you a better and higher calling, right?
That's exactly right. You know, American believers, we are spoiled rotten, Bill, because it's because of religious liberty in the United States of America that we are truly the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we have these unalienable rights that we have experienced over the years. There's been some struggle and challenge, and there still are, but the vision of America has been a vision of tolerance. It's been a vision of the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, and leveling the playing field so that all people can experience that. Well, American Christians really have arrived at a place of wealth and prosperity and opportunity to where when it comes to living out our faith, we have this tremendous fear now because of cancel culture of losing what we have if we have the courage to stand on our faith. And that's a dangerous place for us to be as American believers, because it is God who has brought us out into this wealthy place, and not our reputation, not a political party, and not who we know, but the Most High God. And what I've discovered, Bill, is that there are too many sons and daughters of God today who have convictions on truth but are afraid to live it out because they're afraid of the worldly consequences that come with cancel culture of living out our faith. And but what I've discovered is, yes, there are worldly consequences for standing on biblical truth, but there are also kingdom consequences for standing on biblical truth, and the kingdom consequences are always greater than the worldly consequences.
Well, without a doubt, we got to put a pause button on it right now. We've got more from Dr. Kelvin Cochran on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Timeshare owners, this is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we are blessed to be talking with Dr. Kelvin Cochran. His book, Facing the Fire, The Faith That Brought America's Fire Chief Through the Flames of Persecution. You heard the first part of his story, and we're going to be talking about the redemptive aspect. I mean, here it is, for 30-some years, 35 years, he's got a career in firefighting. He became the first black fire chief in the native Shreveport, Louisiana. In 2012, named Fire Chief of the Year by the International Association of Fire Chiefs. And you imagine, I mean, his identity, everything, his family. He's America's fire chief. And suddenly that's taken away from him. You know, and this is what this cancel culture is doing. And the thing is that the cancel culture doesn't understand is that for those of us who are called by God's name, people of faith, God is with us, and they may think they're canceling us, but God is using that expression, that worldly expression for an eternal good. And what he has done to Dr. Cochran and his family and those that know his story is it's miraculous on some level, but it's also a reminder that God never leaves us nor forsakes us. I mean, he is the one that leaves the 99 for the one. He is the one who sent his son to die on a cross for us that we may live shame-free, sin-free, and live in freedom and redeemed. And this is God's gift to us, if you're so willing to accept. But right now, we're in a season of persecution. And this is a time where God, in a sense, Kelvin, I think you would agree, where he's calling the herd. You know, he wants to find out, okay, Gideon, you've got all these soldiers there, but we're going to find out, you know, the real warriors, and you've got over 10,000, but it's still too many. And we want to, you know, God wants just that, you know, those 300 from 10,000 that are going to really take a stand and keep standing and believe in God's faithfulness and be an example to others and be a light to a dark world, right?
That's exactly right. You know, God is calling on us. I particularly, Bill, his sons and daughters in the United States of America, to have the courage and grace to stand in this season. When we consider Christians who live in countries that face persecution on a day-to-day basis, we should be encouraged and emboldened as Christians in the United States of America. About 6 years ago, 21 Christian Egyptians, you probably remember, were captured by ISIS and told that you got to reject Christ or we're going to cut your heads off. And those 21 Christians decided we'd rather have our heads cut off. And in Afghanistan, every day, families are losing their children who refuse to reject Jesus Christ. They would rather have their children taken away rather than reject Jesus Christ. And 5 years ago, I remember in Kenya, there was a college campus where Christian students and Muslim students attended. A radical group of Islamists stormed the college campus, separated the Christian students from the Muslim students, and told the Christian students, y'all going to die. The only way you get to live is to reject Jesus Christ. And Bill, 125 college kids refused to reject Jesus Christ, and they were gunned down on the spot. In the United States of America, we're not facing those kinds of tests, and I believe it's because of the mercy of God. He knows that we are not prepared for those kinds of tests because we will reject Jesus Christ to keep from losing an election, to keep from getting a government contract. We have young people who will reject Jesus Christ to keep from losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And what God is trying to teach us in America is we've got to trust Jesus when he said, if you lose something standing for me, I will restore it 100-fold in this life. And Jesus made a list. He said, if you lose family members or property or houses or lands, he said, I'll restore it 100 times greater. And the sad thing for me, Brother Bill, is we don't have enough believers in America who trust that Jesus was not speaking hyperbole. He was speaking factually. But I'm so thankful that by the grace of God, I lost friends, Bill, but I have 100 times more friends than I lost. I lost my fire service job, but now I'm the senior fellow and vice president of the same law firm that won my case. I lost income, but the income that I lost has been replaced and restored 100-fold greater than the income that I lost. Bill, I'm living proof that Jesus was not exaggerating. And I
exactly.
want believers to be encouraged by seeing what God has done in my life through faith in the fire.
And Dr. Cochran, your story is consistent with, you know, thousands, if not millions of people who've had similar experiences, and all they had to trust was God himself. You know, sometimes people ask me, say, Bill, how are you doing this? And I said, I'm hanging on the garment of Jesus. Every step, that's all I've got left. I've got the edge of his garment. That's what I'm holding on to. And time and again, you know, I can tell you, just like you can say, this is your experience, and that cannot be canceled. You know, like the blind man. You know, they tried to cancel the blind man. He said, I don't understand it either. All I know, I was blind, now I see. Keep asking me these questions, or the reason you're asking me these questions, because you want to become one of his disciples too? So he turned the blind man in his own simple understanding, and according to the religious elite at the time, said, you know, what does he know? He's a cursed individual. He's kind of an idiot, and he's teaching us about faith in God. But such is the economy and the manner of God that he uses the unwise sometimes seemingly to confound the alleged wise, right?
Yes, that's so true, brother. But you know, one of the things that we're so faced with is, and you've said it several times, is cancel culture. Cancel culture has changed the definition of tolerance in the United States of America. It used to be where we as Americans, we really embraced our diversity of faiths and ethnicities and races and even opinions. And when we had these differences that seemed to be insurmountable, we will begin to focus on those things we had in common, and we would still find unity. That's what tolerance was all about. Well, today's definition of tolerance is, if you disagree with me, then you hate me. And if you hate me, then you don't deserve your job anymore. You don't deserve the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness anymore. And not only will they try to destroy your livelihood, in some cases, Bill, they even will try to destroy your family.
Exactly.
And so believers are afraid of that, you know. But I would, as you have stated, when we face those kinds of fires, we have to stand with our shoulders square and our heads held high, and we have to stand on the promises of God that He will be with us when we face the fire.
Well, we need to understand, above all, this is a spiritual battle that we're taking place. Now, for some people, they don't understand spiritual battle. All they know is the context of this world. And for those that should know, and maybe know in part, it's something that you have to hold on to and make it real every moment of the day, that it is a spiritual battle. And God has given us weapons of our warfare. But if you choose to go out into the public place, you know, uncovered and without the weapons of your warfare, well then, you know, how many times do you have to have your head knocked off before you realize, oh my God, yeah, I do have the full armor of God. What am I doing? Why am I not using it? And I pray, Kelvin, that not only that you use it, that you become proficient in the use of it. I mean, it is a very powerful weapon that God has given us to take on these dark forces. And kid you not, these dark forces are very active. And right now they seem to be amping up the energy and the focus, especially on people of faith. And I believe the reason that that is the case, Dr. Cochran, is because they know their time draweth nigh. What do you think?
I believe that with all my heart. They know they're losing, and they're attacking the vulnerable of the faith to make it appear like they have the upper hand, but they don't have the upper hand. In fact, according to the Word of God, they have already lost. And we as the body of Christ, because, Bill, we have been so divided, passive, and silent over the years, our silence gives the perception that the enemy is prevailing. But the enemy is not prevailing. At Alliance Defending Freedom, one of my responsibilities and my new assignment is to develop a national deployment strategy, Bill, so that whenever a believer is attacked for living out their faith, whether it's a homeschool mom or a school teacher or a local elected official or a firefighter or a police officer or an athlete, if they're attacked for living out their faith, we're developing a deployment plan to where the body of Christ as a whole will respond on behalf of that believer every single time. And so we have this mantra that you remember when Elijah's servant Gehazi was afraid when they were surrounded by these armies of people, and it was just Elijah and his servant. And Elijah said, Lord, open his eyes. They that are with us are more than these. That's what we bring, what we're bringing to the table with this national deployment strategy, so that each believer will have the confidence that they that are with us are more than they who are against us. One of my favorite artists in gospel music is Toby Mac, and he has a song called Help Is On The Way. Well, that's another motive behind this national deployment plan, that when a believer has the courage and faith to stand, they'll know that help is on the way.
What a great program, Dr. Cochran. And please know, whatever we can do to help and to get the word out, you're welcome back at a moment's notice. I'd love to have you back on giving us an update on this program, because this is what's needed. You know, because what happens in this world that we live in, isolation does not serve us well.
Supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.